Good evening, everybody. Welcome and thank you for coming. Firstly, I would like to begin to acknowledging the Woolman people, the traditional custodians of the land we are here, we are meeting on today, and pay respect to the elders, past, present, as well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual, educational practices of Aboriginal people. Councils is to ensure clarity and effective communication during this council meeting. I kindly remind you to switch on your microphones when called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded. Public question time. Public question time is limited to 15 minutes of duration. Each speaker limited to 2 questions and 2 minutes duration of speak. Question asked at a special council meeting or to relate to the purpose of which the meeting has been called. Anyone would like to ask? No? Thank you. Item 6.1, election of Shire President. An election is to be held to fill the role of the Shire President. The CEO will, in accordance with the Local Government Act, conduct this election. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Smallberger. So the election for Shire President will be conducted in accordance with the relevant provisions of the Local Government Act 1995. I have received 1 nomination so far for this position, being Councillor Smallberger, and I will shortly close nominations, so if any other councillor wishes to nominate, please be advised that this is the final opportunity to do so. With there being no further nominations, I declare that the nominations for the position of Shire President are closed. And as there is only 1 nomination, I declare Councillor Smallberger elected. Congratulations. So Councillor Smallberger will now complete the declaration of office. So we'll go over to the table to do that. And following that declaration, we will begin an election process for the position of Deputy Shire.
I, Besnie Eugene Smallberger of 139 Castle Rockway, Bannister, have been elected to the office of President. Declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfill the duties of the office of the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. And I will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulation 2007, declared at 39 Bannister Street, Shire of Boddington Chambers on 24 March 2025.
As the position of Deputy Shire President is now vacant, there is a requirement to conduct an election for this position. So nomination forms will shortly be distributed, and if you wish to nominate yourself or another councillor, please complete the form and hand it back to the Executive Assistant. Thank you. form. Not yours is. Oh, it doesn't matter then, because we've got that one. It is warm because the door's open. I'll shortly close nominations for the position of Deputy Shire President, so if any councillor wishes to nominate, please do so now. I declare that the nominations for the position of Deputy Shire President are now closed. We have two nominations for the position, Councillor Carrots and Councillor Prandall. Councillor Prandall, you have been nominated. Do you wish to accept that nomination?
No. Not at this.
As there is only one valid nomination for the position of Deputy Shire President, I declare Councillor Carrots elected. Congratulations. Councillor Carrots will now complete the declaration of office.
I, Paul Roman Carrots, 41 Crossman Road, have been elected to the office of Deputy President, declared I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district according to my best judgment and ability to observe the local government rules of conduct regulation 2007, declared the Redenite Bannister Road Shire Chamber's office.
Yeah, thanks.
The election process is now complete.
Before we close the meeting, I would like to thank Councillor Ventress for his years of dedication as a president. He's really gone through the tough years with us and a really hard time for Warrington. We really appreciate what you've done for us. And hopefully you can still participate with us just as much and support us in our role. Thank you. There being no further business, I would declare the meeting closed at 5:41.